This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's time once again to talk about issues affecting Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno is in studio. Dr. Montemagno, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for offering me to speak again, Jennifer.
Since we last spoke, and it's only been a few weeks, a lot has happened. I wanted to start by talking about SIU's DACA students, the so-called Dreamers. A lot of people probably know there are a couple of dozen students on campus that are very concerned about what happens to them now that the Trump administration has said that they will do away with that program. Can you talk about SIUC's response and how the students are being dealt with?
The president's decision to transfer the management or the authorization of DACA back to the legislature has caused a great amount of concern among our DACA students. We have 20-some-odd DACA students on campus. And what I can say is that we are reaching out individually to our DACA students, and we'll continue to let them know that we will provide them all the support possible within the boundaries of the law to allow them to be as successful as possible. We do not treat DACA students any differently than any of the other students on campus, and we will provide them the support and guidance to allow them to work through this process as it unveils.
Do they have access then to some resources here at the university to help them navigate what comes next?
Yes, we have reached out and we've told them what the resources are, and we have put them in touch with individuals they can contact to help them work through the challenges that they may face as associated with this change in government policy.
And we'll certainly continue to follow that. Another issue that's come up since then, we've passed the 10-day mark in the fall semester here at SIU and marked an 8.6% decline in enrollment. And a lot of people are saying, when is this almost free fall going to stop? I wonder your reaction to the report and then what happens next?
Well, the free fall, as you put it, is a challenge for the university. It is probably the pivotal challenge for the institution. There are good words that we can say about that there's some good message behind the storm. The quality of the students that have come has increased. You know, 2 years ago, the average ACT was around 22.17. Now it's about 22.82. That we're increasing the number of, or held constant, the number of transfer students who are coming to the institution. And, you know, I'm confident we're going to be able to rebuild. I'm in depth right now of reorganizing our entire enrollment program and how we're managing enrollment. I signed a contract for doing a national search for an associate vice chancellor for enrollment. So I've elevated the position. It's going to report directly to me. And we're engaging in a significant marketing program to communicate what's great about SIU. You know, really, and a really interesting piece is that many students who elect not to come to SIU don't come because they don't know who we are, or they don't understand what it's like to be an SIU student and how the extraordinary educational experience that they can have while they're here. And so we're embarking very aggressively in a marketing enterprise to communicate that, to bring in more students.
We live in a society that's very instant gratification and results oriented. So a lot of people might ask, how soon do you want to see results from those new initiatives that you're putting in place? And how soon might we see a stabilization or even an uptick in that enrollment number?
I'm hoping we're going to stabilize next year. And the reason why I would have liked to say I want to see an uptick, but our senior class is much larger than the previous 3 year classes, and so when that it's almost probably 35 or 40% larger. So when that class graduates this year, if I kept the enrollment the same value that we got this year, we'd see a decrease in the enrollment in the university. So for me to see if it be flat, I have to have a significant increase in enrollment this year. So my goal is that we're going to have a flat enrollment for next year, and then you'll start seeing an acceleration in growth.
Absolutely. I know one of the things that plays into this is a part of your vision survey. Campus community, people throughout the region got to take part in this survey, which I know closed on the 8th last week. How soon do you hope to have that compiled and have your own vision ready?
I have some preliminary data right now put together. And what I can tell you is, on the average, 80% of the respondents of the survey, which are students, staff, faculty, alumni, members of our community, 80% of them have reaffirmed their desire that SIU remain and accelerate its position as the Southern Illinois flagship institution, have been a comprehensive research university that has that is inclusive and has a reputation for interacting directly with the community. It's a really wonderful thing to have see come back, because what we see is that there are a large number of people who believe in what we want to be. And when everybody agrees that this is who we are and where we go, it makes it easier to craft the vision of where we're going to be, because we've already have the foundation laid by the people who make up who the university is.
Chancellor Carlo Montemagno, unfortunately, we're out of time before we talk about a lot of the issues that I know you're working on, but we'll continue to follow those, and I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.